The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? It's time for this week's episode of Crosstalk Unhinged. Slapdick Silverman's vacationing in Mexico. We're a little jealous.
That fucking guy.
So it's Yurko, it's Waddle, it's Carm.
What's he got?
It's the three-man weave.
I mean, I don't blame him, but if you get 5 weeks vacation, you're going to utilize him. He does.
Take him.
He might get 10.
No,
I don't know what he gets
he
anymore.
Get 10.
Whatever
in,
it is,
in lieu of you cash, should use him.
In lieu of cash, give me 10 weeks.
The last thing you want to do is leave a balance of available vacation days on your ledger.
I concur. 0 days. At the end of it all, you want 0 days.
Yurko taught me that a long time ago. He said, don't waste them, kid.
I said, don't feel guilty.
It's like losing the game with timeouts in your pocket.
Back in the day, they didn't want to pay you to do anything. I said, well, give me a day. Give me a comp day.
What's an acceptable?
And then they said, yes, okay, we'll give you a comp day if you're willing to do this. I said, not a problem.
They don't carry
over. I used them all.
Yeah.
They're yours.
Yeah, they're yours. I'm assuming we all have probably roughly the same amount of vacation, about a month a year, right?
Yeah.
To get a month off a year.
4 weeks, it's about two right. days. 4 weeks and 2 days, I believe. 22 is the number.
Yeah.
Plus nine holiday days, which kicks you up to 31. So that gives you six.
Did a couple of personal days just in case.
I don't remember the last time. I may have taken a personal day last year.
Yeah.
First time. I don't like using sick days. I love coming to work sick.
To spread it,
everybody else
nothing
sick.
Nothing better than watching the rest just kind of wilt.
Yeah.
You know,
such a great policy on behalf of you.
Yeah, with my, you know,
if I'm going to fucking feel bad, I want everyone else to feel bad.
Actually, I might be doing the whole place a favor. Cycle through it one time. Not little sickness. Cycle through it one time. Get it. Get your immunity. Carmen believes in it again. Thank you.
I've never not believed in it.
Welcome back.
Well, you didn't believe in immunity?
Of course I did. He's being a smartass. But I said
you as a non-believer of immunity.
The one good thing that comes out of being as sick as I was in December is your flu antibodies are usually good for a considerable amount of time.
The problem is there were two strands of flu.
Well, that's
so you're not immune to the other strand.
But I feel like throughout my adult life, you know, you really do, like, it's like every dozen or so years, it feels like you get a really bad case of the flu. Yeah. But once you get it,
body aches.
Your body's normally pretty good at fighting future flu viruses.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how that works.
Got a good system.
Well, if you try to keep it healthy and fine-tuned, you know, it'll work even better for you.
Like you,
yes.
Yeah.
How was your steak, Mr. Pius?
How was your steak on Ash Wednesday?
Broccoli and green beans on the side.
Yeah.
Steak.
Broccoli,
delicious.
Wait a minute. Broccoli and green beans?
Broccoli and then also green beans.
Wow, a lot of greens.
You're in trouble.
Good for
today.
You guys.
What's
your
wrong
studio
with that? Trouble.
No, if I had milk last night, he'd be in trouble.
Okay.
If I drink a 10-ounce glass of milk, 30 minutes later, he's got problems.
Why don't we do that every Thursday make you drink a 10-ounce glass of
milk? It's thunderous. And let me tell you, milk, it tastes great. I don't think it's good for
you
anymore.
Does it hurt you?
I think the human body, the way and what they've done with milk over the course of time,
pasteurized.
I don't think it's as good for you anymore.
Really?
And a lot of people have problems processing milk. I think that's.
Well, I think as you get older, right?
I think there's more lactose intolerant people at a younger age than there ever were.
Maybe you might be right
about
that.
Yeah, that's the area that concerns me.
The milk was never an issue, and your parents just made you drink it even if you didn't.
The milk
like it
I drank in the 70s, not the same milk you're drinking here in 2020.
It's probably true.
That's 100% truth.
Yeah, it probably is.
A lot of antibiotics jacked into
whatever they've been jacking it up with and whatever they've been doing with it, it's not the same milk I drink.
You drank a 10-ounce glass of milk right now, would you? Obviously,
half
you
hour from now, I'd be thundering.
You'd be clearing out the room. Would you feel sick?
No.
You would just be passing gas.
There's no physical discomfort and there's no pain for me.
Really?
But It definitely starts building up.
You'd
the gas.
Pass, yeah.
It almost feels like it cleans my walls through the intestines and brings everything to
a
roost.
So you don't need a colonoscopy.
Everything comes to roost.
Everything comes to roost.
No, you always need a colonoscopy.
I would sign up, though, to have Johnny drink a 10-ounce glass of milk, and then a half hour later come into the studio
and do Unhinged.
And see if, in fact, we can get through the entire show without having to leave the studio.
He would have to do it at, like, 2. He'd have to drink the glass of milk at 2 o'clock.
For Unhinged?
Yeah. No, not Unhinged. For, like, regular crosstalk.
I'd want to be safe to make sure that I'd be thundering at 2:30. I'd drink it at 1.
Oh, really?
I'd drink it at 1. It's got good staying power.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oof. So I'm saying, like, we do Unhinged at 11 o'clock.
Oh, you want to do it Unhinged? I thought you meant during regular crosstalk.
Yeah. Or that, too. That's fine. Yeah. See if we can make it through
If I drank some milk before I left at, like, 9:30.
Yes.
And by
crush it.
By 11:15, there'd be stuff happening.
Huh.
Yeah.
I want to see if we can live through it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a masochist to me Mr. Waddle, but I don't know.
Now and again, Carm, you got to challenge yourself.
I don't know.
Hold on. I usually bring 7 different types of funk. With the flatulence.
Different styles?
Well, yeah.
Have you named
them all?
Depends
what I've been eating. Depends what I've been eating also on whether that's going to help produce the methane level that we want, the level of stench that is desired.
What is the most horrific stench that you could produce after milk and what?
Oh, so I think beforehand you'd want a slew of like red meat.
Yeah.
Maybe like a bolognese with some pasta, you know, penny pasta.
Maybe like a bean appetizer.
Yeah, with a bolognese. And I think what I used to one day was venison meat.
Oof.
We put venison meat in the bolognese, in the bolognese. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've had lamb. I've done it that way.
Lamb bolognese is good.
Oh, but then we did venison. Jake did it just out of a lark. Jake said, Pappy, I saw it in there.
Yeah.
I wanted to utilize it. I wanted to put the venison into play, and he did.
Lamb bolognese is great.
And let me tell you, that and then a little bit of milk, and after that, oh, yeah. And it's loud. The other day, I thundered loudly.
How long did you wait before you passed gas in front of Renee? Like, how long?
That's my little lady, by the way, for those who don't know.
Everybody knows that.
A little, how long did I wait to? Usually there's that period of time that you won't do anything disgusting.
How many months was that, do you think, before you did anything disgusting?
It was probably 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. That's longer than I thought.
It's you.
You're a real gentleman.
Chivalry is not dead.
But, hold on, though. But that's we didn't spend every day with each other either.
Right.
So if you had to take a look, you know, it probably was less than that, you know, as far as actual, visitation time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the 2 years is just kind of a spitball figure where we might have been in the car or something, and it was a 90-degree day outside, and I turned the air conditioning off, and I just hotboxed for the hell of it. You know?
What was
and
her reaction?
And then turned the power
off. That's so good.
He was testing the relationship.
Well, no, I'm just, man, I don't feel so good. You got to see if you can handle some humor, you know? Now, when it got too bad, I throwed the windows down and, you know, turned the air conditioning back out. Yeah.
Once you, open that Pandora's box in a relationship, then that's it, right? Yeah. Like, you know you're in a pretty full-on...
Next thing you know, you're taking a shit with a door open.
Oh, God. I mean,
taking a shit with a door open in the bathroom.
I dump. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a freewheel dumper. I don't like to close the door.
I don't close the door very frequently in my house.
No, really?
My door's open. My bathroom upstairs in the master bedroom has always had a door on the crapper.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's lonely time. I mean, it's like a 3x5 box in there.
Yeah,
you know?
Feel like you're in solitary confinement
or
something.
That's a little too tight for me.
You're in the hole.
I'm opening it up. You know, I got a big bathroom. I got a hot tub up there. I got a big walk-in shower.
And a hot box.
I got two sinks separated by a vanity area.
But do you close the door to the bathroom, just not the door to the toilet?
We got two French doors that lead to the master bedroom.
So will you close those?
Where the magic happens.
See, I like to have at least one door closed. I got to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
When my daughters are in town, like either obviously the bedroom all the doors are closed. But if they're not in town.
Really?
Like even downstairs in the hallway and just going to my office. I just leave the door open.
If it's private time and I want to wrist one off in the same process,
animals.
I might close the door.
Oh, here we go again. He's taking a dump and beating off.
I mean, we got to correlate stories, right? So if I'm going to,
Wait a minute.
And why so graphic?
Beating off?
Wrist one off.
Wrist one off.
You know?
Let me ask you this.
Wrist one or
wrist
one?
Wrist.
Wrist. So you're telling me, Kara could be home.
Risk it, no biscuit.
No risk, no biscuit. car could be home. You have to take a dump. You go into the first floor bathroom, and you might leave the door open.
Yeah, probably 50% of time.
What if she comes strolling by? That's such a vulnerable like position to be in.
We've been together for 35 years. Been married for 32 years. There's nothing. There's nothing new. There's no novelty.
Would she ever do that? Would she ever not close the door?
She has.
Wow.
She's more discreet about it than I am.
Who do you think gives Tommy's suppositories when he can't go? You think Tommy's doing that by himself?
Time out. If you were sticking something up my butt to change the way my bowels go, it's going to be to stop me up, not to get me going.
I got you. My fault. I apologize.
The day he can't do it himself is the day we got to put him in a home.
Exactly. have any problem. In fact, I've already had three this today.
You're not going to a home.
Yeah, well.
Nobody's going to send you to a home. They're putting you on the ice floe. Southern wind, Lake Michigan, or the West wind. And they're going to put you out there and they say, it was great knowing you. They're going to make sure all the papers and everything is in order. And then, you know, at that point, if they're kind, they got a 50-pound weight wrapped around your waist, too.
Jesus,
that way you go straight to the
bottom.
Okay,
here's if we're going to have a dark conversation. Here's the dark conversation. Yeah. And it happens darker now because I'm 57 next week.
Happy birthday.
So, thank you.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Yeah, the 20th, right?
Hey, let's get a bottle of scotch for this guy.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
So here's the deal.
Wait till he's 60.
When you're... when you're preparing for stuff, we have a policy through the NFL, and the NFL Players Association.
It's a small one, but
what
do you mean, a death policy?
Well, no, that takes care of you, in fact, if you have to be put into a home.
Oh, right?
There's a certain amount that it covers a month.
I got you.
The fact is if you do all of the insurance, you know, calculations and everything else, if I didn't have that policy... Actually, what you should have is what we did is we bought a policy for my wife in case she needed that type of care. Because usually in our society, first of all, the women outlive the men.
Yes.
And the women are the caretakers of the men. The men don't necessarily take care of the women if they find themselves in the same predicament as the guys.
Yeah.
Hmm. So you have to have... Women will take care of the men if he's incapacitated and needs full-time care. Men won't necessarily take care of the women. Wait, that's where the insurance comes.
We suck, don't we?
Yeah, we'll hire that hot 24-year-old nurse, you know?
It's not a bad idea.
I'm just telling you how they project
it. Then you bring her over into the magic room, and good things start happening.
Jeez, Yerk.
That's horrible.
It's cold.
What?
That your wife is incapacitated and is bedridden in your house, and you're over in the magic room with a 25-year-old nurse.
It's fucking cold-hearted,
man. That's not right.
Theoretically,
that may be the worst thing you've ever said.
A man has needs.
On a long list of things that could fill that ledger.
He would never do
that. Could be the worst thing you've ever said.
A man has needs.
He would never do it.
First of all, I'm not married.
He's all talk.
First of all, I'm not married.
Yeah, I know, but still, you would never do it. You're all talk.
Separate.
You're a
deal right now.
You're a big sweetheart.
That any guy would
do. Who is?
You are.
You guys act like I am a kind soul.
Yeah, you are. You're all talk.
Or I've got manners.
You do.
I'm a filthy animal.
You are, but you're a good person.
I know you won't have. You would never do that. You would never. You dream about it.
I can dream about it.
I have no doubt that it'd be a fantasy.
Simon, if I can't hold you tonight.
You may put a video on the television. And take care of business yourself in the fun room, but
yeah, I don't want to say it.
Really? Wow!
No, because what I just thought of would be terrible.
Too much?
Terrible? Nope. I'm not going to say it. It's terrible.
You can do it. You're amongst friends.
You sure?
What were you going to say?
Oh,
if it's that bad,
just give us a hint.
Is it something about what you're watching when you're
lay a stream of batch across the dead carcass.
What is wrong with you? Seriously, what is wrong with you?
I didn't want to say it.
What is
the image came up
maybe
in my mind.
Maybe the most horrible thing.
I didn't want to say it.
It's horrible.
It came across my mind.
Second of all, you couldn't do it. There's no chance you could do that.
It was a thought bubble that came. And it went, and then you guys said, no, tell us, Johnny, tell us.
That mind works in mysterious ways over there, doesn't
That's
it?
That's horrible.
Yeah, that is pretty horrible.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't even know where
to I'm
go.
Sorry.
That
but
was just for effect.
It's just theory.
That was just for
that
effect.
That would never be truthful. That's for sure. You know me. I'm full of crap, guys.
I don't want to get to a point if I'm ever, like, in a home, like... I feel like just end it.
My
you know?
Boys
like,
have orders.
If I'm so incapacitated and people have to do everything for me and you're stuck in one of those sad, depressing places, I just...
Do you have a DNR?
I don't want
to
do it, man.
I am never going to a home. My kids already know that. I don't care how bad I am. You know, and I don't know how I'd find a way to say hasta la bye-bye eventually, you know, but I'd make sure everything's in order. and then you find a way. Yeah. That's just it. I mean, I am not going to have...
It's morbid,
you
know,
no. You scared of death?
Who? No.
Who?
Oh, it happens. Yeah. No,
I
know. It happens.
I am. I won't lie.
I am. I don't think about it. I put it aside and I don't think about it.
Of course you do. Nobody wants to think about it. Think about living. Don't think about dying.
Yeah, I'm with Yurko. I try not to think about it. And it's not even that, maybe not scared of death is the right way to put it, but I'm like, I don't want to give up, like, being here.
Yeah.
As fucked up as the world is, like, it's pretty fun being alive.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
We do fun things, and we have family and friends. Yeah. And
play golf.
You play golf, and you eat great food, and drink good wine, and good whiskey, and you can travel the world and see beautiful places. Yeah. And, like, there is a lot of fun.
Unless,
like,
unless that we have in our lives. Simulation.
Yeah. Well, but even if
it
is.
You're enjoying it.
Even if it is, right, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, if I end up.
It's not a simulation. If I popped you in the face, you'd know it wasn't a simulation.
It could be.
That's as real as
it
real.
It could still be a simulation.
Could still be.
But that simulation doesn't take away from your enjoyment of sitting on the beach with your wife in Turks and Caicos.
Right.
I mean, like, you're enjoying it. Yeah. So, right. So I'm afraid of, like.
Turks and Cocks.
I'm afraid of it ending. You know, like.
Oh, yeah.
That,
sure.
That's what I'm
there
afraid
was a
of,
time like, when I was younger that I it probably would keep me up at night every now and again, but now I don't think about it.
Hmm.
And I don't know if that's your...
Because the closer you get, the more you don't want to think about
right,
it.
Right, or it's just the natural progression of, of how the human being
well,
kind
when
of
you're youthful, you don't give three rats' asses about dying because you know it's so far away from you. But when you're on the back nine, you know, theoretically, you're trying to figure out exactly where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, am I teeing off on 11 or am I teeing off on 18?
Where do you think you're at right
now? Yeah. Oh, I'm probably at the 14th hole.
Mm.
Maybe
where at? Fairway?
Right rough
Maybe
behind
weeds.
A tree.
Right rough.
Right rough behind a tree.
I think I'm on I think I'm on the 10th fairway.
That's awesome.
Well, Carm's family lives to be forever.
I'm 47.
I mean, the old man lived to be 80, sweet
beads.
My mom's 77. You know how strong she is.
And sweet beads smoked every day, right?
Mentally both sharp, too.
That's good.
Mentally both sharp. They never eat processed food.
Well, that's why.
It's all the good stuff they eat. Everything
they
was fresh every day.
Yeah.
The old man had a garden in the back.
Yeah.
Banana peppers, sweet peppers, all of it.
Same
Boom.
With the Waddles.
Everything.
There was only three. There's three families in the town my dad grew up in.
Wow.
There were when
three.
He grew up in.
Yep.
Somerset. It's grown up since then. There was the Waddles, the Burdines, and the Whitakers.
Yeah, the suburban.
And they were all.
The suburban sprawl.
Yeah. All from the lowlands of Scotland or whereabouts? Like, where'd
them,
the clan come from?
Yeah,
mostly
most
from
them,
somewhere in Scotland?
Easy with that word, okay?
Well,
they were in Kentucky.
The Scottish clan.
They were fine, yeah.
Well, I mean, Indiana's the birth of it, obviously. So,
not the clan with the K.
Not that far away from Kentucky, but
the most of the relatives all lived in their mid to late 90s.
That's great.
Yeah,
my dad has not smoked or drank anything since he was 16 years old.
Well, my dad did for
He's
57 years.
I call him a pussy all the time for it.
They told my dad if he didn't stop, he'd be dead within a year.
Did he quit?
You remember Sweet V?
Yeah,
30-pack old style every 2 days.
Yep,
about 10 to 12 shots of Christian Brothers every day.
That's a lot.
And 2.5 packs of Smox every day. Lived to be 80.
Oh, that is amazing.
But they told him at 68 or 67, he had radiating pain that was going from his stomach all the way around to the back. And they told him, "Listen, you keep doing." They asked him how much he smoked. Goes a pack a day. How much he drink? 6-pack a day.
Oh my God!
They knew. They put the multiple in. They knew exactly what he was doing.
Right, right, right.
The doctor goes, "You'll be dead in a year."
Wow.
Unless you stop.
And then he quit. And so he just quit?
Cold turkey.
Yeah.
Got all of it.
Last cigarette, done. Last beer, out of the case, done. Said it's over.
And that was
and
it?
How much longer did he live?
He had like 12 more years.
Wow.
He had liquor in his house every single day. And he didn't smoke, but he had these butterscotch candies. You know Brock's butterscotch?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, when he had a hankering.
And he would just grab a butterscotch?
He'd grab a butterscotch and he'd throw it in there and man alive.
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
What was his vice from that point on? Just the butterscotch?
Just the butterscotch.
Really?
And then he kept busy. You know, the old man always kept himself busy. He had the garden. He cut his own lawn.
That's the key.
You know, he kept himself busy.
Yeah, my grandpa did that.
Yeah,
he really did.
Enough festivities.
Yeah.
And then he cooked. He loved to cook.
Yeah.
I'd never seen a man more patient. My dad cooked chicken, leg and thigh together. You know how to get that nice boomerang piece?
Yep.
Leg and that together.
Like that quarter.
On a charcoal grill.
Yeah
that quarter. On a charcoal grill. He never burned his chicken.
No?
Never burned the skin on his chicken, ever. And it
well,
took him
how to do it right.
Took him about 50 minutes.
Ooh, okay. So he was just going low and slow.
You want to talk about a low fire for that chicken?
Yeah.
Succulent, my friend.
He was just going low and slow.
Ask any of my buddies that ever had when the old man was cooking a barbecue, my friends knew, they found a way to invite themselves over.
Did he have a little?
I had your shirts over at the house. They're over.
Yeah. Did he have a little, like, Maillard crust on there? Like, you know what I mean? Well, like a little bit of the brown black from the grill, like just a little bit of char.
Natural, yeah, but it was never.
But it was never burned.
Never burned.
Right, perfect.
Yeah, you had it where.
You want that little crust.
The skin was crackling.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
You had crackling skin.
So he did it right.
Chicken skin.
The old man knew what he was doing.
He did it right.
I don't know how. He cooked steak, he cooked pork shit.
Well, they probably cooked that way.
He cooked everything all the time. He cooked not for four. You know, that were at the house because my sister was gone at the time. He'd cook for 15, anticipating there might be people coming over.
He probably learned to cook that way in the old country over fires. Yeah. You know, they probably just cooked that way.
Yeah.
They fucking found a chicken in the village. They, they killed it.
Hey.
They feathered it.
Me.
They carved it up. They cook it over a fire.
Me. I got 12, 14 chicken legs up on the thing. I walk away from the thing. I come back. Yeah. I got an inferno.
Chicken legs can go quick.
You know what I put on the grill before that? Like a day or two before
little
that?
Little oil?
No. Remember Bubba Burgers?
Bubba Burgers, yeah. A lot of fat.
I think it was 30% meat, 70% fat. I couldn't believe it.
That's
it was like gasoline.
Hey,
the next time I go out there, it was like gasoline in my grill.
Whoosh. You got a grease fire.
I'm like, what happened to my chicken legs? They're gone.
Have you ever gutted anything? Like if you, I know.
Just birds.
I've done a fish.
Just birds. I've done fish.
I've done fish.
Yo, man, catch 115 perch at Cal Park. He brings them home. Guess who's scaling them?
You.
Me and Little Merc.
They're dead, right?
They're dead. Yeah, they're dead.
The fish are dead. I'm saying like if you had to go out in the yard and grab a chicken, cut its head off.
No fucking
and
way.
Then,
my dad caught a rabbit and cooked rabbit.
See, those old guys, those old timers could do that.
Yeah.
I could never, dude.
Twist the neck. That thing's dead. He's inside. My mom goes, don't tell your brothers, don't tell Mirko and Eva that it's rabbit. Tell them it's chicken.
Chicken.
I go, Ma, they're going to see the meat. They're going to know it's rabbit.
Dude, there's no
way.
We
know what chicken looks like. We know what rabbit looks like.
Unless you're pressed into it, like the apocalypse happens and you're on your own, you got to fucking eat. Like, there's no way I could go out and catch a fucking rabbit, break its neck.
How about some squirrel?
No fucking way.
And a video of you on Instagram gutting a chicken.
No, I promise you, dude.
Cooking it.
There's no fucking chance.
How about a deer?
No,
I couldn't do any of that.
No way. I couldn't do it, dude.
I don't think I could shoot a deer.
My guy, Matty Bedkowski, gave me some, gave me some venison. Gave me some summer sausage.
I think it's delicious. Could you gut it, though?
Summer sausage. Well, if you had to, you wouldn't have a choice.
Well,
Matty did. I've never hunted deer.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I haven't done it.
You have to take that knife and stick it in its belly and rip it down and all the guts fall out.
That's the way it works. That's the way it works.
It's fucking disgusting.
And you got to be careful. Wherever the crap is, the crap bag, can't cut it.
You can't cut it because it spoils everything,
right? It'll spoil the meat. Some of the meat it comes in contact with.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with that.
The crap bag. What's the crap bag?
Well, within the intestine.
It keeps the crap in there.
Gotcha. Yeah. I would say portions of the intestines probably.
Can't cut it, and you better pray you didn't shoot it to bring the thing down. First of all, if you shot it there, you probably maimed the deer. You maimed the deer.
Yeah.
That's probably what you did. You didn't give it a kill shot.
Right.
That thing's going to go for miles before
it bleeds out and dies.
Yeah. So between the shoulder, behind the shoulder.
Shoulder, yeah.
Behind the front paw, the hoof. But no,
because that's
the
where
leg,
the heart
where
and the lungs are.
Yeah, that's where you want.
I couldn't do it, man. I'm telling you, like unless we were in apocalypse times and like you just had to survive, there's no fucking way, man. And now I'll go to my butcher and get all kinds of carcasses that they've already prepared for me.
Yeah.
And I can handle it.
That's different.
It is. It's a lot different.
At that point, it's
I got
meat.
No problem with that.
Right.
But
at that point, it's meat.
But some people even have an issue with that. Like they won't touch raw chicken or they won't carve it. But the actual do the fucking dirty work.
All right, let me give you an idea of what. Not an idea of anything like that. You said you won't touch raw chicken.
No, I will. I don't mind. Some people won't. Some
I got
people
you. $5.79 for chicken breast the other day.
Yeah.
So they had four chicken breasts in there. It was like $14 and something. I'm like, sweet jeez.
Yeah,
then you come in, they got the three pieces of chicken
in a pack,
chicken breast in a pack.
Yeah.
That got the bone still in it.
Yeah.
And that's $1.79 a pound.
Well, you might as well get that.
I did, Carm. That cost $6.
It's a little extra work.
Cooks better with the bone anyway.
Yeah. Well, I got it to make. I was making chicken cutlets that day.
Oh, you're making cutlets.
So I got them and I got it off and I made them thinner, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, breaded them and do the whole thing. A little bit of flour, a little bit of egg wash. And then in the panko thing, I had a little grated cheese. Grated cheese in there.
You nailed it.
I had some Italian seasonings in there, maybe some oregano.
You nailed it.
Stuff like that.
That's it.
Boom. And you got to make sure the oil's hot.
Yes.
It's got to be hot. You can't put it in there.
Are you cooking for just you or you and
others? Me and Jake. Me and Jake. But that lasted 2 days.
Did Jake make the salad? You made the cutlets?
No, I made it, but you asked who I was cooking for. It was me and Jake. Jake's made pasta dishes. Surprised. I mean, you know. Well, the kid took up the gumption and the motivation to go ahead and get that done. I was like, good for you. It's nice coming home and not having to cook sometimes.
Yeah. He's learning a thing or two.
And I'm not a great chef by any stretch of the imagination. I'm terrible.
The Connor just walked
but
by.
But I'm getting there.
You're getting good.
I got my chuck roast for the weekend. Gracie's coming back in town.
Nice. Chuck roast.
I got my chuck roast and I'm making my ropa vieja.
Dude.
The way I only do.
We're opening up a fucking Cuban restaurant at some place. This guy's getting so good at ropa vieja.
I should get some plantains and fry up some
plantains.
Yes,
you should.
See? That'd go perfect with the ropa vieja.
Yes, you should.
But my ropa's to the point now where I've kind of mastered it.
Can you sell it? Could you sell it if you had to?
Oh, let me tell you, the flavor is rich. Yeah. You want to talk about a rich flavor?
I love ropa vieja.
It is rich.
What is in it?
Cumin, sweet paprika.
It's like a chuck roast kind of stew. They shred then.
Right.
It translates to old clothes.
Right.
So.
Torn clothes,
old
right?
Clothes?
Torn clothes.
Ropa vieja. Ropa vieja. That sounds to me like
clothes.
Old because ropa's clothes and vieja's old, right?
I don't know.
Pretty sure. I'm checking my Spanish. I'll double check.
I always thought it was torn clothes. But I put green pepper, red pepper, yellow pepper, orange pepper, four peppers, a whole onion in there.
Beautiful.
You got garlic too, and then all your spices, cumin, allspice.
Yeah. Which is one spice.
Clove. Yeah, clove.
Just a smoke cloves, but
smoked paprika, sweet paprika, salt, pepper.
So vieja is old.
How long does it take?
Vieja is old in Spanish. That's what I thought.
Old clothes.
What do? You put it in like a
pot. You slice the peppers, you know, in strips, and you put it in a Dutch oven.
Yeah, in a Dutch oven, and
works perfectly. You sear the meat first.
Serve it with some rice and beans.
Right.
Yeah. Fucking awesome.
You go out three.
Have you ever had Johnny's?
No.
I thought I brought some in for you to taste the next day. In a little Tupperware.
Yeah, and it was quite good.
Yeah.
It was quite good.
And the second day, the flavor is even more intense.
Oh, yeah. It's even better.
So I finish it off.
Hey,
who
Connor.
The fuck is here?
Hey, what's up, Connor?
Peanut.
How are you?
Penis.
Penis.
Talk balls.
You want to.
A surprise.
You want to say a few things on the mic?
Yeah, come on.
We're just talking about Yurko's ropa vieja.
Pimentos.
Turn that mic on.
He's still talking about his
finish it with pimentos. And what are those little round balls that you put?
Testicles.
Veal piccata.
Capers.
So put capers in. Put the
nice and briny.
Put the red for color, and then parsley. Finish our chopped bunch of parsley.
Finish with some parsley.
Throw the parsley up on top, and now you can mix it all in. Reduce it for 30 minutes with the lid off.
See?
And then you bring in intensifying the flavor.
Chef vibe right now.
You let
listening
it sit. Well, I shredded the beef already. We had talked about shredding the beef. And then you let it sit, and we go at it with bread.
Oh, really?
We just go
like
in there
rice
we start
and beans.
Souping that stuff out like it's nonstop.
That sounds fantastic.
Chef vibe.
It's unbelievable.
What's the is it like a soup consistency?
No.
It's a little thicker than that.
Thicker.
It sounds like a little thicker than that.
Thicker than
it's
that. It's like a ragu almost. If you were going to make an Italian equivalent, it'd be like
are you drinking while you're cooking?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, you have to.
Come on.
Okay. I just didn't know if that was you're afraid that you're
chicken broth and there's white wine in it also.
Okay.
So, you know, crushed tomatoes, you got tomato paste, you got all that stuff going in there.
You always have to have a little vino when you're cooking.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not cooking.
Well, you got to deglaze the bottom of the pan.
Of course.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. He's really turning into a chef. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, I'm hard right now listening to him talk about it.
I like that he calls his liver the bottom of the pan.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Deglazed.
Deglazed the liver.
Man alive. And you can see, when the kids are home, they're all sitting there and they got bread in their hand and they're just scooping. They're scooping out of the Dutch oven.
Kind of bread.
Yeah.
Delicious.
French bread.
Crunchy bread.
Big loaf, like a 2-footer of French bread.
Yeah.
We go through 4 feet of French bread between the four of us. Okay, everybody a foot of bread.
Connor, you've missed, so if we ever want to be put in a home, what we would do to
like
the
death conversation. Yes, like
what we
home.
Would do to the nurse that we hired to take care of our significant other when she was too old to take care of herself.
And the answer was nothing.
Whether or not, when your significant other passed, would you lay a stream across her dead body?
I mean, that's really awful.
Yeah, a dead stream.
That's, we don't need to circle back to that.
Yeah,
stream of magic.
Move forward.
Do you take a dump with the door open?
You dump with the door open.
A final salute.
First of all, if you're into that, there's no way it's a final anything.
Yeah, that's
man
true.
Man who's committed to that kind of action, it's not a one and done.
It's a question.
That's not a thing you just do. That's a problem you've had for a long time.
That's a crime.
It's probably something that's in your Google search results. If you're real honest with
it. And quite frankly, probably a crime in most states.
I would think think it is a crime.
In most states.
Yeah. It's almost necrophilia. So we talk dumping with the door
cold the body is.
Open. And
I tell you a story about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we got the new house. We moved in August. We got an upstairs and downstairs for the first time since I'm a kid, right? I mean, this is new for me, living here in Chicago where it's... I feel very accomplished. Like getting a set of steps.
Oh yeah,
in my home,
big, you get tired of them pretty quick, don't you?
I hate them now. Yeah, but having them is great. So I've come to the. Oh, we're doing some work on the house and things like that, and she's sleeping downstairs for a couple of nights, and I'm sleeping upstairs for a couple of nights, just you know, because she's sick and the baby and the whole thing is whatever.
It's actually peaceful, isn't
and
it?
And I get. Man,
it's peaceful.
Sure is. I'll
tell you what,
I know why the Flintstones did it because it works,
right? I mean, listen, Lucy had some ideas. You know, she didn't have to deal with him or anything. Anyway, separate 100% beds. Dick Van Dyke did the same thing.
Separate beds.
So they were separate beds. So we get up and I do, you know, we do breakfast with my daughter with CJ, and then she'll head downstairs to go to work, and I go back into my room to get myself set, maybe shower, probably maybe. Not. And like 4 days in a row, I am reading the paper. On my phone, taking care of business.
Yeah.
With the door open.
Yeah.
Dogs coming in and out.
That's what guys do.
And she comes upstairs and I'm like,
whoa.
You can't come in. I'm sitting down here. And now we're in an argument about whether or not.
Do you have a door there?
There's like several doors that I could have closed.
You just chose not to.
I choose not to. Right. She's operating downstairs.
It's your shit time.
I'm working upstairs. So now it's do you have a problem with closing the doors? Are you forgetting to close the doors? I'm opting out.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
I'm tapping out.
Listen, here's
the
deal.
I'm in my home. That's it.
That's right.
Deal with it.
I'm opting out.
Here's the deal. I put the seat down. That's enough. I'm leaving the door open. This is a bargain.
Well, you guys know.
We're negotiating.
You guys got the soft close seats?
Soft core seats.
You got soft close toilet seats? Do you guys know these?
Oh, yeah. They just go down slowly. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
For 30-something years of my life, I didn't know they existed.
Yeah.
My wife at the time. We moved into the house together. She goes, we got to get some soft close toilet seats. I'm like, well, listen, if they made those, that would be a genius invention.
Oh, yeah.
There's your million-dollar idea. Sure enough. Amazon package shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Zip them right into the toilet. Oh,
they're great.
God.
It's awesome.
It's like the drawers or the cabinet. Same thing. It's got like that little catch on the hinge.
But not nearly as expensive.
The worst part is like there's two different sizes of toilets.
Yeah.
Like shorter.
You got your elongated.
Well,
you got your,
there's some that are shorter.
Toilet seat.
Taller.
Taller toilets or shorter toilets. Right. There's a toilet in our house that we're moving into. A little shorter than I'm used to.
So you got to squat down more.
Deep squat.
That's you need to get a new toilet.
I need to get a new toilet.
I don't like that.
Squatty potty.
You used a squatty potty, Yerk?
Oh, yeah. I use a squatty potty.
Huge squatty potty.
Like what's Jerry a squatty could, potty? Like you put Jerry your feet on it?
Put your feet on it.
Yeah.
It
puts you in a better... You can just mimic it. Just, you know.
Like soft serve ice cream coming out.
Yeah, but then you get the shakes. Then you get the calves and the quads.
Maybe get in the fucking gym a little bit, Connor.
You would think so.
Like, yeah.
You're a one-year-old.
You don't have the fucking thigh, the thigh durability.
Quads. No, I don't.
Wow.
All right, we gotta wrap this up because we have to go do our actual show. What are you guys hard for? Brought to you by Blue Chew. Month supply free. Just go to bluechew.com. Use the promo code UNHINGE.
Well, Carm, I'm glad you asked. Tommy, you want to go first?
No, I was going to say Tiger Woods is back in action this weekend at the Riviera. It's his tournament, right?
Yes.
I believe it's his tournament at Riviera.
At Riviera. This is where he got in the accident a few years ago. Oh, it was during this.
I'm
it was the week
after. Tiger being back on the
Monday after.
I am hard for Tiger being back on the course. And the new Tiger logo, I think, is pretty cool. Taylor made that he launched
Sunday
his new
red.
Clothing line, and the Tiger logo is cool.
Oh, interesting. I'm hard for the Daytona 500.
Okay.
I can't tell you who's racing it in anymore, but it is the Great American Race.
All right.
They've watered it down with such horseshit drivers nowadays. I don't really care.
Sounds appetizing. Maybe I'll catch a little.
Still a race fan.
Connor, you hard for anything?
I too. I am absolutely turgid for NCAA football 2025.
All right, yeah.
Have you seen this?
And Caleb's on the cover.
We're going to talk about this on the show.
Game? Yes.
It's coming out. This is...
Are you Caleb's video, on the cover. Video game guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. We used to play on this. We had a whole league. There was a bunch of guys worked at the other station, and Joe Cowley, a couple of different writers. We had a whole NCAA football league. You'd get online, play, you'd set up matches, the whole thing. This was...
Put the black... You know, horn rim glasses on. Pretend that you're Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah,
he was the coach of your team.
It was. He's a good player too. Yeah. Is the worst part about it. He's really
good. He's very serious about it.
Very serious about it. But I'm very excited for it.
I love it.
You guys should be excited for McKnight at the movies.
Okay, can't wait.
It's very good today.
All right.
It's very good today.
I love
showing off.
I'm just saying.
Love it. They're always good. All right, a special guest appearance by Connor. That was nice.
You got a cookie on your straw.
He's got a milkshake. No, I got a milkshake. Potbelly milkshakes are killer, dude.
It's a Salerno.
Fucking killer.
Okay. Those cookies are actually bigger than they used to be.
They used to put the mini ones.
On the right, and you get sometimes you get a mini Oreo on there, too.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
But now they go back to the, what is it, the days of the butter cookie?
The Salerno butter cookie.
Johnny had that milkshake, he'd be shitting his pants.
Yes, he would.
Wait, in about 2 hours.
All right, Sylvie's back next week. Everybody have a great weekend. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?